when it comes to medicine, we assume that there is a system in place to protect us, right? To make sure everything is up to par, standardized, and safe. But with labs, the places where you send your blood work and other tests, that safety system is perhaps less solid than most of us would like to believe. We usually just accept our test results and assume that everything was done right. An investigative report by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel found that labs are far from perfect and that mistakes are hidden from the public by a secretive inspection system. I talked to Ellen Gabler, the reporter who spent months uncovering the facts of this story, and I asked her to give me some examples of the mistakes she discovered.
The implication of a wrong lab test is really serious. In my story, I wrote about a man who was told he was HIV positive when he wasn't, and it essentially broke up his marriage for some time. There was another woman who had a test done in the beginning of her pregnancy that was supposed to detect some antibodies in her blood, and the test wasn't done properly, and her baby ended up dying after he was born. She had a condition that can be treated if it's caught early, but it wasn't, and so the child died. There's another case where a man was told he wasn't the father of a little girl, a baby he had helped raise for the first 3 months of her life. So obviously he was extremely upset about that, and she really was his daughter. So lab tests affect 70% of medical decisions, and they also affect other things like paternity. I just thought it was fascinating how these lab tests could be wrong.
Yeah, I have to admit, until I read your story, I have never questioned a single lab result I've gotten, just because I just thought, well, they tested it and here we are.
Yeah, even something as small as a cholesterol test can have an effect on your life, right? So if you have high cholesterol, you might be put on cholesterol-lowering medicine. And, it's not the hugest deal, but I think that's pretty significant to all of a sudden have to start taking a medication.
Generally speaking, how are labs regulated?
The federal government is the ultimate regulator of labs, but there's a variety of private accrediting organizations that actually do the inspections of most of the labs that do your medical tests.
And how often are the labs inspected?
The labs that do the, more complicated tests, they're inspected once every 2 years. The problem, though, is for the most part, these inspection reports are secret.
So who is allowed to see them?
Well, the private accrediting groups are. And in some cases, the federal government can release them if they lead to a very serious sanction. But that hardly ever happens.
So if I'm about to have blood work done, I have no way of knowing if the lab I'm using or my medical provider is using has made some terrible mistakes.
That's correct. I will say, in some cases, labs that have had serious problems do receive violations. But my investigation showed that there can be very, very serious life-threatening violations in a lab and nobody would know about it.
What happens when a lab is found to have done something wrong?
The federal government basically proposes a sanction, but very rarely is the sanction imposed. And the reason that's important is because only the sanctions that are imposed become public. And so in 2013, only 90 sanctions were imposed, and that's out of 35,000 labs in the whole country.
And what is a sanction? Like, do they get a big fine, or is there a follow-up to make sure it doesn't happen again?
There are different levels of sanctions. It can be a fine of, a couple thousand dollars. Their testing can be limited, so they might not be allowed to test for a certain analyte, or they could be shut down.
Could you see your report leading to any kind of change? I mean, that's always the hope, right, when reporters go and cover these things.
I'm not sure what will happen. I personally think that transparency is really important in a lot of things in government. It's also very important in healthcare. The labs, they don't want this information public, and the accrediting organizations also obviously don't want this information public. And so that's a problem. It is complicated what the laboratories are doing, but it doesn't make sense to keep problems like this hidden.
Ellen Gabler is a reporter at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she's written about lab failures. You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott.